Broadcasting to the whole wide world, straight from your own backyard. It's Homegrown Radio at www.homegrownradionj.com.
We have on the phone Mr. Ken Wolski. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, yes, I am, Bob.
All right. Ken Wolski is the executive director currently. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm executive director of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey. And we've been working hard in New Jersey to pass and implement this medical marijuana program.
Well, but you succeeded, didn't you, Ken?
We haven't. We succeeded in passing the bill into law in January of 2010, but the Christie administration came out with some regulations that were really very, very difficult to make the program workable. And right now, in the last 2 years, we really don't have a working program for medical marijuana here in New Jersey. So that's basically the story right now. Some of the alternative treatment centers are working on getting up and running. They're running into some community opposition, and unfortunately, not even a single patient in New Jersey has been able to register with the Department of Health because part of their rules say that, you know, they have to say what alternative treatment center they're going to be using, and of course, there are no alternative treatment centers open. So it's
catch 22, would you say?
Yeah. It's really the regulations really are basically 110 pages of catch 22s and red tape and. Bureaucracy.
Well, at least the voters of New Jersey's wishes are being respected. You can say that, right? That they voted you overwhelmingly in favor of compassionate use of marijuana for medicinal reasons. And people are throwing up hurdles and roadblocks. That's par for the course.
Yeah, the latest poll from Eagleton showed that 86% of the New Jersey voters support medical marijuana. The Eagleton poll said they have never had any issue poll that high. You know, I don't think motherhood polls higher than 86% in Jersey, quite frankly.
Ken, could you tell me a little bit about your background professionally?
Yes, Bob. I'm a registered nurse. I've been an RN here in New Jersey for 35 years now. I've worked in a wide variety of clinical experiences, various hospitals in Central Jersey and in Philadelphia. And I've worked for 22 years for the Department of Corrections in New Jersey. So I retired from state government back in 2006, and I've been volunteering full time with the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey. That's a nonprofit that I formed back in 2003.
Great. And if people want to find out more about your organization, where do they go?
The Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey has a website, CMMNJ, the abbreviations for Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey, .org. And also, we're very visible on Facebook, Friends of CMMNJ.
That you are. You post often, and often for good reasons, like, for example, the case of John Wilson, which I think we'll get into a little bit later, because that's a whole other can of worms. You've been fighting for John and other people who are suffering under the current lack of follow-up on this legislation. Anyway, you do have an announcement to make, don't you, Ken?
Yes, I do. And I have to say that I'm speaking not as the executive director of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey, but simply as Ken Wolski, an RN, and with my background, I'm going to be announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate at the Green Party Convention. That's going to be this Saturday in New Brunswick at the Rutgers Center for Education in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And they're having their annual Green Party Convention, and I'll be announcing that I'm running for U.S. Senate.
That is very exciting news, Ken.
Yes, thank you, Bob. I'm very excited to be doing that. Yes.
That's right. And worthy of a round of applause. And Ken, you've been doing great work in the state for a number of years. So we ran across you a couple years ago. You were working to get petition signatures and so on before the legislation even passed. On that particular issue. But Ken, I think it's important to note, and I noticed this in your press release, that you are not a one-issue candidate by any means.
No. No, we, I've been a Green Party member for about 10 years now. I'm very impressed with the 10 key values of the Greens that are available for review on their website. That's www.gpnj.org, greenpartynewjersey.org. And, they talk about, respect for diversity and feminism and social justice and grassroots democracy is one of the big things. That got me. My experiences have shown me, Bob, that our elected officials just are not responsive to the people that they supposedly represent. There is something inherently corrupting in this political process, and it has to do with the amount of money that is so necessary for candidates. And one of the things that distinguishes the Green Party is the fact that they do not accept corporate donations. They only accept donations for their political party from individuals. So they can't be bought by corporations. So that's one of the main things that I'm supporting in my Green Party candidacy. We're not going to accept any corporate money for our campaign, and we're also going to be, we're the only party that's really going to be speaking out against the war on drugs. I worked for 22 years in the Department of Corrections, and boy, my experiences there has really turned me against the war on drugs. I saw the prison population triple in the years that I was there, from 8,000 inmates to 27,000 inmates, and it was all a result of the war on drugs. And now, with all this, the billions of dollars that we've spent prosecuting this war on drugs, we have more drugs than ever. They're cheaper and they're more available. So it's just been a completely ineffective campaign, and it's really been a very, very destructive campaign as we look at how this war on drugs has. You're making war on your own people, Bob. You're making war, and most severely it affects the people of the inner city.
But wait, Ken. Isn't Pat Robertson against the war on drugs?
I'm sure that there are some people who also are, against the war on drugs, and that's really great. I guess I'm talking about the major political parties, the Democrats.
Yeah, no, but I'm just pointing that out to say that, across the political spectrum, a lot of people have recognized that policy is a failed policy
yeah.
in this country.
Right.
So anyway, aside from that, what are your platforms on your Green Party candidacy?
Well, we want universal health care. We're already paying for health care. The money we pay for health care in America, we could be providing health care for every individual, and they wouldn't have to pay a cent for it. It would be just like Medicare. We could just expand that program to include everybody in the United States. If we were using our healthcare dollars more wisely and focusing more on preventive medicine, we wouldn't be in a constant state of crisis management, and we wouldn't be, wasting so much money on corporate profits rather than, really good health outcomes for individuals.
So you're talking about things like prenatal care and preventative medicine that will prevent problems for youth and for all kinds of people if you practice more wellness. Right now, speaking as a registered nurse in two states, is it, for 30-some years?
Yes, 35 years I've been in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania.
I think you would have something to offer on the subject.
Yeah, not only that, Bob, but I actually worked for about a year as a public health nurse in the city of Trenton. And, we did wonderful things there. And it's those type of problems that should be expanded. We gave free clinics for infants and children, and we gave flu shots for the elderly. The kind of things that really help to quick early identification of health problems and referral for treatment of those health problems. That's so important.
Now, Ken, what logistical hurdles are you looking at to get your Green Party candidacy going?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are you currently a Green Party candidate?
Yes, I'll be announcing it. I've been approved by the Green Party Council of New Jersey, so we're going to make the announcement on Saturday. And it's not an official announcement yet, but we have sent out press releases just to let them know that, A, the, uh, The convention will be taking place on March the 17th in New Brunswick, and that I will be, you know, the Green Party Senate candidate, U.S. Senate. So I'll be basically I'm running for Congress.
Yes, and so just what I was referring to was that you had some petition signatures that you had to gather to get
to
this point, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, we have to get 800 valid signatures, so we'll be kicking off that big signature campaign on Saturday.
Okay, tell me the location of that again.
It's the Rutgers Labor Education Center in New Brunswick, New Jersey. If you're driving south on Route 1, just past Route 18, you'll come to the there's a Sears building there, and if you take that exit for the Sears building, you'll come right to the Rutgers Labor Education Center in New Brunswick.
That's great. I've actually been fortunate enough to hear lectures from members of that faculty at the Rutgers Labor Center, and they are really brilliant people, and they know their history.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I have a lot of respect for Rutgers. I got my bachelor's degree in philosophy there, and I got my master's degree in public administration from Rutgers. So, I'm very familiar with Rutgers and the quality of the scholarship there.
Well, Ken, I just want to wish you all the best in this endeavor. I am very pleased and excited to hear that somebody who I can believe in my heart, deserves to be elected to represent me and the community. I can cast my vote and feel good about it.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate your support. And hopefully we can really make a difference in this next election.
All right. And can I just get a quick, maybe a 1 or 2 minute synopsis of the John Wilson situation right now?
Well, John Wilson is in prison. He's right now he's serving a 5-year sentence for growing 17 marijuana plants to treat his multiple sclerosis. When he was found, you know, growing these plants because he had no health insurance and he had no way to access the regular medicine for multiple sclerosis, and he was suffering terribly from nearly going blind and having some terrible pain and muscle spasticity. When he got to trial, the judge would not let him tell the jury why he even was growing that marijuana, and the judge refused to let him explain that he had multiple sclerosis, and so he couldn't tell the jury that, and it was just an outrage that he was not able to present his only defense for using this medicine. And the irony of it, Bob, is that now the state of New Jersey recognizes marijuana therapy as safe and effective for multiple sclerosis. And yet, because John Wilson was doing this before the state recognized it, he's serving 5 years in prison. It's a sin. It's an absolute sin.
Well, what can be done about it now, if anything?
Well, we've been petitioning Governor Christie to pardon or commute the sentence of John Wilson. As a matter of fact, we even have some state senators on board, Senator Lesniak and Senator Scutari, and they have put in a resolution. And so there was a hearing at the Senate Judiciary Committee a couple of weeks ago, and the Senate Judiciary Committee said that they agreed that this should go forward. So we continue to urge Governor Christie to commute the sentence of John Wilson. Basically, that's the only thing we can do right now, and continue to urge your state representatives to support a pardon or commutation of the sentence for John Wilson.
All right. So do contact your representatives for this gentleman who is not only suffering from multiple sclerosis that could have healed himself to some extent, is now in jail over that, and also you're paying for his medical bills, folks. So as taxpayers, think about it. Does it make sense? Ken, thank you so much for calling in this afternoon, and we really appreciate it, and we wish you all the best in your Green Party candidacy for U.S. Senate.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bob.
All right, Ken. Thanks for calling in. Thank you very much.
Legalize it, yeah, and I will. them call it ganja. Never mind, got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I love. Of instrument too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. That's the best thing you can do. Dr. Smokey, nurse. For the food.